Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We're located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares a message entitled, Grateful for the Victory.
God's word. I told the church this morning I learned something as a young pastor. I was talking to my family yesterday, and I said, my father taught me something, Deacon Simmons. I used to think on Resurrection Sunday or Easter Sunday, that's when you just really just have a long, hot church. The first time I was pastoring 30 years ago, my dad came and said, son, let me tell you, the more people show up, he said, the quicker you get out of church. And I, what? He said, because some of them may not come back again. He said, don't keep them too long, or you may not see them until next Easter, okay? So look at somebody and say, I hope to see you next week. Yeah. Amen. It won't be the pastor's fault. Amen, amen. There is a word from the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58, the New King James Version. Powerful, iconic words of the New Testament. To those of you that are in the balcony, those of you that are looking for seats, we'll make room for you. Amen. Just want to make sure everybody get in and worship. We're so grateful for all of you that are here. And this past Friday, God bless us with an overflow cloud on Good Friday. So grateful to God. Listen to this word. But thanks be to God who gives, somebody just shout us, the victory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren and sisters, 2026, y'all, okay? Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And the church said, amen. 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 Our subject is found in that 57th verse, who gives us the victory. Who gives us the victory. For the next few moments, I want to speak to you from the subject, grateful for the victory. Now look at somebody, and I said to them this morning, don't say it if you don't mean it, but if you're grateful for the victory or the resurrection, I just need you to look at somebody and say, I am so grateful for the victory. And I clap those hands as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Listen, throughout this year of 2026, since the beginning of this year, in fact, it began on New Year's Eve, 2025, we have focused our attention on the things that God has done, God is doing, God will do for us that we are grateful for. Let me make sure I'm in the right place. Are there any grateful people in the house? Look at somebody and say, I am one grateful somebody. I'm grateful. I may not have what you have, may not be all that you are, But I am glad that God has smiled on me. And I am grateful for it. So throughout this year, we have highlighted and focused on the things that God has done for us that we're grateful for. We began with being grateful for a new day. Then we talked about being grateful for a new life. We spoke of being grateful for a new song, how God can change our attitude. We spoke of how we're grateful for a new heart. I will create a new heart in you. We even spoke of how we are grateful for the new Jerusalem that is on its way. And based on what is happening across the world today, it may be here sooner than you think, okay? But perhaps the most important thing that we as believers are grateful for, particularly during this season, is we are grateful for the victory of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Woo. That deserves a clap. Thank you, Sister Angie. I know I can always count on you to clap those hands. Okay. We are grateful for the resurrection. Listen, the resurrection is called the ultimate victory. In fact, 2 years ago, during our theme, 2 years ago in 2024, theme was supernatural victories. On Resurrection Sunday, I think from the same text in 1 Corinthians, we spoke to you from a message entitled, The Ultimate Victory. But listen, this victory, this ultimate victory, not just for Jesus, but for all of us, for us all of us that I call the whosoevers. Now, don't get offended by that, but just look at somebody and say, you know you are a whosoever. Now, I know you're dressed up and you're bougie now and you got degrees on the wall, but the truth of the matter is God brought us all from a mighty long way. Every now and then I heard a country preacher from Alabama, the Hammer from Alabama, Deacon Simmons, one of your favorite, came to church when he was a young boy. He says, sometimes you ought to be grateful that God raised you up on the other side of the track. Because you can look back from where God brought you from and say, if it had not been for the Lord. The Hammer for Alabama call it blooming under pressure. How many of you are who you are despite all the things the enemy brought your way? Woo. And in that message, Bishop Sherman Thomas says, like a blade of grass that seeks its way through the cement. You can put cement on it, but you can't hold down what God wants to bloom in your life. Oh, I need to testify to it. In fact, let me prophesy over somebody and say, God is getting ready to bloom you under pressure. Somebody is getting ready to blossom. You're getting ready to pop up. You are getting ready to be blessed despite all the things the enemy brought your way. Why? Because of the resurrection, all of the whosoevers, all of us in here are nothing but whosoevers. God blessed us. Yes, as it relates to the resurrection, we are the real winners. I want you to get this, and thank you for the song that Cedric and the team sung about that he thought we were worth it. The real winners of the resurrection. The resurrection, listen, and this is something as God dropped this in my spirit and I was studying this, I had to pause and take notice and I had to give God a praise break because I never thought of it like this. But God reminded me, he says, the resurrection was about Jesus, but it wasn't for Jesus. Did you catch it? It was about Jesus, but the resurrection, Pastor Alicia Gary, wasn't for Jesus. Look at somebody and say, it was for you and me and every backslider and homemonger and everybody who slips, dips, and tips. I think that covers all of us in here. Resurrection was for us. The worst thing you can do is not to appreciate what God has done for you. So somebody just get on the enemy's nerve. If you are so glad that he got up on that early Sunday morning, I had to get that in. It's Resurrection Sunday. Just for me. Tell your neighbor, he didn't have to do it, but he did just for me. Listen, I want to share this analogy with you. Perhaps we all have heard, have you ever heard the term sore losers? Let me define it for you. We'll put it on the board. And y'all need to get your phone out and take a picture of this. Some of y'all more than others, okay? Sore losers, people who are upset, irritated, annoyed when they do not win something or gain a desired outcome. In fact, on Friday night, we saw that. We met a coach from Connecticut who can qualify as a sore loser. But I thank God for Coach Don, because at the end of the day, I heard somebody told me, I didn't catch it, they said, Don just said, he's risen. When the enemy comes your way, you need to just let the devil know, I'm not gonna get in the gutter with you, because he is somebody ought to clap those hands. Say, he is risen. Thank you, Coach Don. I'm going to send you a text when you get home and tell you how proud I am of you. Listen, however, what is perhaps more disappointing than sore losers, I need you to catch this, are ungrateful winners. Now, I really need you to take your phone out and take this. Let me define for you ungrateful winners. Those who achieve success, victory, or receive a favorable outcome, but fail to show any kind of appreciation, thanks, a recognition to those who help them achieve their success. Please remind somebody, you didn't get here by yourself. Paul writes at the end of the book of Acts, having therefore obtained help from God, I have continued to this day. So I need to make sure that you understand that it is important not to be a sore loser or an ungrateful winner. So the opposite of sore losers or ungrateful winners are grateful people who bless the Lord at all times, that do not mind saying thank you, that do not mind lifting your hands in the air, telling God, if it had not been for the Lord, that I need some grateful worshipers just to help me on this Resurrection Sunday morning. Somebody that know that God's been good to you. If it had not been for the Lord, that was on my side, where would I be? Woo. Somebody said, well, Pastor Jackson, I'm not there yet. God hasn't blessed me like I desire. Yes, every morning you wake up, you qualify to praise him. May I preach it? Help me tell your neighbor. Neighbor, every morning you wake up, you are qualified to praise him, because the Bible gave only one qualification for praise. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Not new car, new job, new house, but if there's breath in your body, somebody ought to take the praise test. And if you can breathe, you owe God. I don't care if it takes you 30 seconds to stand up. Hold on. Push up. Lift your hand up and say, Lord, I. Where are my grateful somebodies? Where are my grateful praisers? When my enemy and my foe came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled, and by his stripes I am already healed. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth. Grateful, 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 grateful. Just wave at somebody, say, grateful. Tell your neighbor, if you don't know anything, you ought to be grateful for. For the next 10 seconds, praise God for what he's done for me. Because I need y'all to testify. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, you are sitting next to a miracle. Any miracles in the house? You are sitting next to somebody who is so grateful that God keeps making ways out of no way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. But he did. And I am. Woo. Woo. Grateful, grateful. Tell somebody grateful. Grateful. Listen, in the text, let me honor Bishop Jackson's wishes, okay? In the text, let us explore what is said concerning being a grateful somebody, being grateful for a very special victory. The Apostle Paul writes this iconic chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is known in biblical scholarship as the resurrection chapter. Paul writes to the New Testament church that struggled with the whole concept of bodily resurrection. They struggled believing that if they die as a believer in Christ, that they will rise again. And Paul sets the stage by reminding them of a precedent. In legal jargon, precedents are things that happen that you can base future rulings on what has already been established. Can I preach? So Paul said there is a legal spiritual precedent for bodily resurrection. And he intertwines and interwines theology with sociology, with a little bit of mythology that they look to, but more importantly, with the Word of God. And he says, after his opening statement in verses 3 and 4, he says this, "For I have delivered to you first of all that which I have already received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Paul said it. Paul was so brilliant and so deep. But here's what I've learned about people who got knowledge. You don't always have to show folk how knowledgeable you are. In fact, one of my greatest professors at Benedict College said, the more you know, the simpler you make it. So that everybody can grasp it. And here's what Paul says. He said, I just want you to understand something. That we will get up because he got up. Paul goes on to proclaim that without the resurrection, our Christian faith is meaningless and powerless. In other words, in fact, he uses the word in the New King James Version, futile. He said, it is futile that we are believers if there is no resurrection. But what I love about Paul's simplistic way of dealing with complex theology is that he puts it in a way that they could understand. And he says the resurrection of Jesus makes possible future resurrections for all of us who are believers and for your loved ones who died in Christ and waiting on that great getting up morning. Thank you, Paul. Verses 51 through 56. The standard King James Version. Really, the original King James Version puts it like this. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. Y'all can praise God if you want to. But we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and at the last trump. Oh, thank you, Paul, for the trumpet shall sound. And the Bishop Jacksons, the Mother Elizabeth Simmons, the Elder Frank Englishes, and others shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. So Paul makes it clear. So when this corruptible body shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written. Death is swallowed. Victory. Touch a neighbor, say, death has no victory here. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is that sting? Oh, grave, where is that victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of the sin is the law. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, we already have the victory. Say, neighbor, no matter what the enemy says, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Somebody ought to act like you already have the victory. Come on, y'all got about 60 seconds to put a resurrection praise over. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, victory looks good on you. Say, contrary to what the enemy says, victory looks good on you. Woo, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Paul goes on to conclude this powerful, iconic chapter 15 with verses 57 and 58. Here it is. But thanks be to God. Now, that's not a statement. That is a recommendation and a demand. So I'm going to try it one more time. Thanks be. Tell somebody you owe God some things. Who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Since you have the victory, the next word in there is therefore. In the grammatical English language, Dr. Mary Helms, therefore implies something came before it that's relevant to what is about to be said. So look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding. Stop right there. I need you to look at somebody, say, I am not going anywhere. Like a tree planted by the rivers of water, I shall not be moved. All of those that know you are here to stay, do me a favor. Leap to your feet one time and say, Lord, I am here to stay. Woo. Come on and praise Him. 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 I shall not be moved. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Serving the Lord will pay off. Somebody ought to praise Him. You owe God one good praise. Before I get to three insights, you owe God one good praise. When I think of His goodness and what He's done for me, when I... Yet. Hold that. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, get your praise shoes on. Neighbor, go ahead, brother, dance, praise God. Get your praise shoes on. When I think of His goodness, what He's done for me, when I think of His goodness and how He set me free, praise Him. Now go back to your seat until the altar come, okay? Go back, I'll call you back later. Okay, let me preach this, okay? Woo! God is good all the time. And all the time. Somebody shout, I am so grateful. Your neighbor says, so grateful. Three reasons why we are grateful. Three reasons why we are grateful. That's all right. He's all right right there. Here's three reasons. Just clear the altar. Let me. Why we are grateful. Amen. Number one is It's personal. Look at somebody and say, he did it just for me. It's personal. Our sins are forgiven. Past sins, present sins, and future sins. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, it is personal. He didn't die for himself. He died for me and you and anybody that needs. Listen, I appreciate the fact that my mama is saved and has been saved for over 50, maybe 60 plus years. But mama being saved doesn't save her children. Doesn't save her grandchildren. Salvation is personal. For God so loved the world that whosoever. The good thing about salvation is not a legacy thing that you can pass on. You don't inherit salvation because of your DNA. I'm so glad. Listen, Elder Gloria, Deacon Albert Simmons here. This is the grandson of the founding church mother of this church, Mother Elizabeth Simmons. But what Deacon Simmons realized a long time ago is that grandmama's salvation can't save him. That's why he accepted the Lord for himself. Sitting next to him is his granddaughter. Generations of people who understand salvation is personal. Look at somebody and say, you need the Lord for yourself. Listen, under this category of being personal, our mistakes no longer haunt us. Somebody ought to clap those hands just for that. Here's what Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. The new life has begun. Look at somebody and say, it's over. My past is over. Folk can remind you of the things you used to do all they want. That's their business. God has cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Is there anybody in here so glad that he made it personal? He saved you. He delivered you from your past mistakes. Second key reason why we are grateful for the resurrection and the victory of the resurrection is that this victory is powerful. Woo. Not only is it personal, it's powerful. Romans 8:37, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. In other words, it doesn't matter what you are going through, you can overcome it. In fact, you are already an overcomer. Somebody ought to thank God for the things he is going to deliver you out of. Any of us can praise God for what he's brought us out of, but the next praise ought to be for the things that God's going to bring you out of even before you get in it. You owe God some kind of praise. Can you clap those hands and open your mouth and say, Lord, this is for the next time I get in trouble. Ooh, and you deliver me. Tell somebody it's personal. It's powerful. Look at what Jude says in Jude 1 and 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Now I'm going to go old school on you. Look at your neighbor and say, he's a keeper. And see, y'all, some of these new folk don't know anything about that. Elder Cheryl, look at somebody and say, he's a keeper. He will keep us in perfect peace when our mind is stayed. Anybody so glad that God is a keeper? I just need just about 100 folk just to leap one time, say, He's a keeper. Won't He keep you? Won't He keep you? He's a keeper. Only reason you haven't fallen away is that God has kept you. God made a way out of nowhere. And here's the third and the final reason. Rest upon your feet all over this place. Oh, number three. Number one, tell your neighbor it's personal. Number two, tell somebody it's powerful. I like that. I like talk back, church. Number one again, tell somebody it's Number two, look at somebody, say it's. And number three, look at somebody and say, neighbor, it's prominent. This joy I have, this salvation I have, this victory I have, the world can't take it away. It's prominent. Can't be reversed. Can't be overturned. Anybody know it's permanent? It's permanent. It's permanent. I need you to find somebody and say, I am blessed, and there's nothing you can do about it. I am blessed, and there's nothing the devil can do about it. Bless in the city. Bless in the field. Bless going in. Bless. Wave at three people and say, bless, 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 bless. Woo! Can I preach? May I preach? Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, your future is already secured. Y'all help me find a praise partner and say, your future is already secured. Your family's future is already. For I know the plans I have for you. Already done. Already done. Already done. Already done. Anyone know your future is already secured? Give God a praise over your future. Y'all are some bad boys, okay? I'm about to go there, but not yet. One last thing. Everybody, rest upon your feet. I want to say this, then I want you to go there. Look at your neighbor. Grab a neighbor by the hand. Wash your hands after church. Cross the aisles. Come on. Link, link. Leave your seat. Grab a neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, I am grateful because death has no sting. The grave has no victory. And Satan those hands. Tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. Can I send a message to my sister? Victory looks good on you, baby. I can't wait to see you walk into this church one day. Y'all excuse me, but I told God I praise you in advance. Who are you praying for? Look at somebody and say, victory looks good on you. Hallelujah. We have won the victory. Ooh, come on. Hallelujah. Yes, you are. those eyes. Victory looks good on you. But Pastor Jackson, I am not there yet. You're there, you just don't know it. Because God has already worked it out. He just hasn't revealed it yet. Woo. I'm feeling this. It's time to go, but God told me, tell somebody your prayer has already been answered. God says, I just haven't manifest it yet. But thanks be unto God. Gives us the victory. Close those eyes. If you're here today, if you're viewing by way of internet, if you're listening by way of radio, we want you to know that contrary to how it may appear to be, the resurrection brought us victory. Paul says, thanks be unto God, and this is the part, who gives us the victory. The resurrection was about Jesus, but not for Jesus. It was for us. And we are so grateful. And maybe you're not where you would want to be. We all have been there. This is a glorious day for you to make that commitment. Some of you may be in this building right now. Some of you may be joining us virtually. There's a QR code on the screen. You can go there. But then, like this morning at 8, a wonderful young man could have clicked the QR code, but he decided to just stand at the altar and say, Lord, I want to rededicate my life back to you. Yeah. Wherever you are right now, God can be your very present help. Ooh, you've got the victory. Whether you know it or not, you've got the victory. God gave me this example. Faith in God is like watching a rerun of your favorite game that your team has already won. And when you watch the rerun, you take all the stress off. You're not anxious. You're not getting nervous, because look at somebody and say, I know the outcome. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God says, when you know the outcome, you can sit back and relax, because you know all things work together for good. It's going to be all right. Close those eyes, if you will. Eternal Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for reminding us that we already know the outcome. Great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. But thanks be unto God. Paul writes in verse 57, that giveth us the victory. We are so grateful for the victory that we already have. Doesn't matter what the enemy bring our way tomorrow, next week, next year, we are more than conquerors. We are victorious in Christ Jesus our Lord, and we say thank you. Thank you for those who are making that commitment today to rededicate their life to you. In this day that we celebrate new birth and a risen Savior, thank you for that person who says, I will rise from my circumstances and my situation, and I will give my life to the Lord. This is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give thanks. And those that know that God has already done it, help me say amen. Amen. If you're here today, come on. You don't want to go, digital, you just want to come, just let me welcome you. I'll shake your hand. I'll give you a hug. Death, come on. This is your moment. Come on, just hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, man.
Love you, man.
Love you. Come on, choir. Thank you. Look at God. Anybody, you. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm ready. God told me somebody, is there anybody say, Lord, I'm ready for the next move in my life that God has already done. Hallelujah. Amen. Walk down those aisles if you're here and watch God. If you're ready, watch God do it. Clap those hands for those that are joining digital. That QR code is on the screen. Thank you. Come on, everybody. You are. Listen, I want you to do something for us. Amen. I want to do something special. Every resurrection, we have a special resurrection offering that goes to ministry, goes to spread the word of God, to promote the word of God, to do things like continue the radio broadcast and other things that we're doing. I need you to just reach deeply, if you will, and get a special consecration resurrection offering. It's only, if you go online, it's called the resurrection offering. Amen. And I know that some of you may have problems I heard earlier getting online, but still go out there and give. Now I need you to just stand to your feet and we're going to bless this offering. And when we bless it, I just need you to bring it and just drop it. Put it at the altar. I told the church this morning, this is what's special about the altar. There was an Ark of the Covenant.
You've been listening to the worship services of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off I-77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We're also streaming live on our website, bwcar.org, or on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and now on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you've missed any of our services and would like to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for CD or DVD of today's message entitled Grateful for the Victory, please call us at 803-776-1238, reference sermon number 040526. Again, the number is 803-776-1238, sermon number 040526. Friday, April 24th, 7 p.m. in the Youth Development Center, all college students are invited to join the Young Adult Ministry for Study Break College Worship Night. It's a space to step away from the stress of classes, deadlines, and pressure, and refocus your heart on God. Join us for a powerful night of worship, prayer, and community designed just for college students. Friday, April the 24th, 7 p.m. in the Youth Development Center. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by checking the link on our website at bwcar.org. Or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to 73256. That's 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please don't mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.